Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayakhel Pekudei, Parshas Hachodesh, and obviously we're still in Adar, and I should be in Yeshiva, but like I imagine almost everybody in the entire world, we are home. Many of us are not able to daven in a minyan, not able to leave the house, and but at least, I guess somewhat of a silver lining is that with the advances of technology, we can spread Torah through recordings and emails and WhatsApps and the internet, and I guess that has to be recognized as a milah, that we can still spread Torah. And certainly if on Shabbos we're not going to be able to do any of that. We have to learn on our own, in our own homes, in Davin. And I saw Rav Asher Weiss, one of the things that stuck out from his words of chizuk that he gave the video was that if a person's not davening with a minyan, he's davening at home, he's nowhere to go, might as well daven benachas, word for word, slowly. There's nothing to rush to. And perhaps this is an opportunity to mechazik ourselves in tefillah, just to be mosif. One more thing about this nekuda, maybe actually two more things I was going to mention before I say a word on the parsha. Number one is that in the Gemara in Brachos tells us, if a person doesn't get answered, he should continue answering. It's something that we in Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Ashkenaz and Nusuch Sfar in the Chutzar, say, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamet Tzubecha V'kaveh El Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen your heart, and then V'kaveh El Hashem, which means if you're not answered, keep on davening. If you're not answered, keep on davening. That we can't stop davening for the stop of the corona. We can't stop davening for Hatzlacha, for the Jewish community, for the world at large. And if we see that we're not answering, keep on davening. We should not give up hope. We have to keep on davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he, we know, the same way that he brought up the virus, and we know it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we can try, as much as we have to try as to the best of our ability to internalize that, that there is no such special, unique virus called the coronavirus. Of course there is, but it's all Hashem. Everything's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's a Kol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz M'Yir Shemayim, Chutz M'Tzinim M'Pachim. Everything's Hashem. So that we have to be mechazik ourselves that everything's Hashem. That was the side point. But the idea that we have to continue to daven and daven and daven, even if we're not answered, daven again. I want to just make one slight ha'ara, something, a side point that I want to bring out from this whole challenging time. And that is as follows, that if you tell somebody 3 weeks ago that there'd be no shuls open in America, and that people wouldn't be leaving their homes and yeshivas would be closed, they would think you're crazy. And something that, you know, now, once things are out of control and totally abnormal, so when you're living in them, when we're living in it, we sort of, I don't want to say get used to it, but we sort of accept it. So this is the new reality. Right, my Daf Yomi, if you'd have told me we're having it in an apartment with four guys spread out, and some guys are listening online, some like, if you would have told somebody about a month ago that this is how we'd have the Daf Yomi here, so I would say you're off your rocker. But you, when you think about it, the reality can change pretty quickly, and you can get used to it. So what I'm trying to say is that this is obviously in this situation, it's for a negative thing. But it also can be used in a positive sense. And that, what I'm trying to say is that if a person thinks he's a certain way, he can't change. He can't change his reality. That's who he is. It's not true. If the whole world can change within a matter of days and weeks and become used to, not used to in a good sense, but sort of accept a new reality, that's what I wanted to call it, accepting a new reality, so then you can do that for the good as well. That you can say, you know what, I'm a new person today. I don't, obviously it's a little bit harder because if the whole world is doing X, you know, which is, let's say, a bad thing, and you're going to try to go in the Y direction, you know, to do good, it's a little bit harder because, yes, you know, in this situation, everybody's in the same boat. But you see that it's possible to change the reality. It is possible to change reality. So just like we see that the world has changed dramatically over the last few days and weeks, so too I want to impress upon all of us, and myself included, that we can change our own reality. We can become new people. Right? And I think, again, maybe it's similar to the sort of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva at 40 years old went to learn. He didn't know anything. Right? And he said, oh, people are going to make fun of him when he goes to first grade or to learn Alipes. And they told him a mashal with a donkey, right? In the marketplace. Right? So over time, people got used to it. So you see that you can change your reality. It was abnormal to see Rabbi Akiva in that state, as you know, learning with in kindergarten. But over time, people got used to it, and I think the same thing can be learned over here. A person says, "You know what? It's too hard. I have to go against the grain. This is who I am." No, you can change. You see that the world has changed so dramatically. I think it's a tremendous lesson, a very a subtle side point over here, that we can change reality as well. And now for a word on the parasha, we know many people speak about this idea that the Nisim brought Avnei Hashoam and Avnei Miluim, but the problem is there's a yud missing, right? Perhaps even two yuds. And Rashi tells us, Amar Rabbi Nosson, Maro Nisim is not the Chanukah Samizbeach Betchila, right? But the Chanukah Samizbeach, they were the first ones. But when they built the Mishkan, they were not the first ones to donate. El Kach Amar Nisim. Nisim says something very astute, very practical. Yis Nadu at Sibur Mashim is Nadim. Let the community donate what they want. Or Mashim Achsirim Anu Mashim also. And what's missing will be machzir. Kevin Shishlim with Tzibras HaKol, but obviously the community was so excited to donate to the Mishkan. Om Nesim Alein Alasos. What can we bring? They missed the boat, so to speak. Lekach his nadu v'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chila. That's why they were more assertive by the chanukas ha-mizbeach. But since they were lazy at the beginning of donating things to the Mishkan, nechzer os mishmam v'hanisim k'siv. And that's why there's a yud missing. To show us that this is not the mahalach. When it comes to ruchnias, the Nesim should have been assertive, aggressive, and excited to give no matter what. And if there's leftovers, nu. But to take this approach to wait is not ideal when it comes to ruchnias. And that's why there's a yud missing. Now, I saw Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel brings down, just to highlight why this is a real thing, one could say, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Yud missing in a letter. And he brings a raya from the fact that Sarai, right, when they changed her name to Sarah, so it says Sarai wasn't able to have children, but Sarah can. And the Yud came with a taino. The Yud said, hey, what's going on over here? I'm taking out of Sarai's name. And the Medrash tells us, in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Yud had a taino. It was taken out of Sarai's name and wanted to be compensated. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the Yud was taken from Sarai was given to Yoshua. So what do you see from here? You see over here that letters have feelings. And therefore, the fact that the Yud was missing from the Nesiim is something real. And something remarkable. Something of note. And perhaps we can see from here that we know that everybody, right, Yesh Shishim Yivri Oysos HaTorah, the 600,000 letters in the Torah, and they're all represented by the 600,000 Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. And if you're missing one letter, then we're missing. And you see from here that we all matter. And, I think that another side point about what's going on is that a person could think, you know what, I could be lazy like the Nesiim, right? People bring down the chisaron of the Nesiim was the midas ha'atzos of laziness. And a person could say, you know what, I don't have a yeshiva to go to, I don't have a shul to go to, I'm just going to veg and do whatever. Ruchnias, the big gedolim davening, the big gedolim learning, the chashuva people, they're learning, they're davening. What can I do? And I think that would be falling into the trap of the Nesiim. Let other people do it. We're an onus. It's beyond our control. We have no shul to go to. It's hard for us to concentrate at home and daven or whatever, and it's hard for us to learn. We have no shiurim. Well, first of all, there are opportunities online, of course. But the point is that now's not the time to get lazy because we're in a predicament. We're in extenuating circumstances that are very, very unusual for us. On the contrary, and each person has to go and be mechazik themselves. You have to person, I would suggest, every day pick one thing, or every week pick one thing that you're working on. I also heard people should find a place in their homes. That's their base medrash. That's where you learn, that's where you daven. Happens to be Gemara and Brachos tells us Mokum Rina Sham Tei Tefila, that where you learn you should daven, make a Mokum Kodesh within your home, and don't be lazy, and don't think like letters in olive bays, right? Just like the little yud got upset that it was taken out of Sarai's name. Every yid should say, I want to be part of the Geula. It's important to note. I said it last week. I'll say it again. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that what should a person do and be saved from Chevli Mashiach? Well, certainly this is highly probable. I'm not a Novi or Ben Novi. Chevli Mashiach, Ikus Mashiach, who knows? But a person should be one Osi B'Torah of Gumilos Chasodim, be involved in Torah and doing Chesed. So I think the two points that I want to bring out from the Nesiim is not to be laid back, be assertive. That's number one. In your Avodas Hashem during these times, especially. And also, not to think, the Yitzhar is going to tell you, what could you do already? You can't change the matzah for the world. And the answer is that's wrong. You can. Each every right b'shvil niver olam. Everybody has the power. His tfilos, his hatzlochin ruchnias, his avodas Hashem, his koach haTorah. Everything the person does is not only a schus for him and for his family, for his community, and for Klai Yisrael. It's also a schus for the entire world. And be always zoche that through our tefillos and our learning, we should be always zoche to see Yeshua Hashem Karev Ayim. We should see the end of this magefa, menom magefa menach lasecha. And we should ochem menazvachem menapsachem. We should be zoche to even the Korban Pesach. Less than 2 weeks from now, we should see the gulam shlema from Yehi v'meinu. Amen v'mein. Have a great Shabbos.